زي نشبة تاريخ يا أخي اللي سوى كنفس زي نشبة تاريخ الشيء ما شو شو فعلا كنت فرو شلي مسلم زعمل بين راسيا Okay, let's say today still packet three Nikra Isser. Hopefully we'll hopefully finish this packet today. Okay. So again, we know the Ramah says that you're supposed to put the cold water to make the Isser that's not Nikra, to make it Nikra, and then that's called Nikra Isser. The question is that a chiyuv? You know, so we saw maybe it's only a chumrah. I mean, you could say it's a chumrah, or maybe you could even say it's a ikar adin. I mean, but from the original sources, it seems like it was more of a chumrah. So let's take a look in the Placey. A page of Placey, I'm Tracy Placey. You have the page number for me? Got a katan, it's good with the page number.
Page 11.
Page 11, okay. Right. Have you always had Ibshitz? He wrote a sefer Crazy Placey. He wrote many svarim. He was a big gaon. I'll tell you something. Rav Avadi Yosef, at the end of his life, he used to learn with a fellow. His last name was Shitris. And the fellow kept a diary of everything that they did every day for the first several years. So, and all the comments, all the every comment that he made. So he once said about Rav Yonos and Ayefshitz, you know, the sefer and drush is called Yaros Dvash, but he says it's really sweeter than Dvash. But then he wrote a sefer called Chosh Mishur Urim V'Tumim. That's maybe a little bit of an exaggeration. So it's not the Urim V'Tumim. But, I don't know what he said about Crazy Place. He didn't say what he commented on that. Okay, so says the Placey here on page 11. He says like this: Im hamachal miskalkel b'kach. What's are you mechuyev to put the cold water in to get the fat to float to the top? But what if the machal is going to get destroyed as a result? So you're still mechuyev to do that. So you could say maybe yes, maybe you're mechuyev to do that to. Where you could say no, that was a little nice. It's not nikar iser b'ayin, so you could make it nikar by putting the water in. But if you're going to destroy it, maybe you're not mechuyev to destroy it.
Also, if you
only do it
by destroying, then maybe that's not called nikar iser anymore.
Yeah, so that's the question. So he says, if a machal miskalkel b'kach yesh l'tzadin l'hokel. So he says that if the machal is niskalkel, b'kach, you could be makel. You don't have to do it. And what's his riot? Now, paskin l'chamam b'kli balu iser. If you have a kli that's treif, you know. The example I always give you all the time: you were eating dinner one night, and you were using. You're eating the fleishiks, and all of a sudden, hey, we're using the milch cutlery by mistake. So it could be the coolers if it's really not yatzolet. You know, but let's assume worst case scenario that it was really yatzolet. But so that was it's basar b'chalof, which is a milchik kli that you just use for fleishik. So you put it on the side, and then the cleaning lady she. Puts it back in. She didn't realize. She puts it back in with the rest of the kelim. So the question is so the Shulchan Aruch says it's batal, right? That was the sheet of the Rashba. We said the Ra'ah disagrees because he says that's called Nikar Isser, right? So he says the Baskinu Kama Mekli Balua Isser the batal betray after Nuchal Hasir Isser Bagala. Because Mokom Botol had betray, Tavkum should cause of Lael, Holy of the Tzorach, Otsos. But since it's going to cost money to go and do the Haggadah, because she came to Mokom Shemachom is Kalkel. So he says, so what do you see over there? That something that you could get rid of, but if it's going to be difficult, if it's going to be difficult, so then you don't have to get rid of it. You could just say it's batel, right? Because it's going to cost some money to, you know, like Rav Schechter pointed out, those days they didn't have water like we had today. So you have to go schlep to the river and get the water and bring it in. It's not like today, you just turn on the faucet. That's what Rav Schechter said for Rav Salvechik, so maybe this halacha should deploy as much as that is bottled because you could easily kasher it. Many don't. I think Rav Abadi didn't say like that. I think that's not the most opinion. But I think the Shulchan said that from Rav Salvechik. But Ramaisa, so you see from that halacha that it's bottle. You can kasher it. So the answer is kasher it is a nuisance. Kashrut is a nuisance because, again, like Rav Schechter pointed out, that you have to go to the ocean and get the water and make a fire. Today, you don't have to get the water, you just turn on the faucet. You get the fire, you turn on it's nothing. But so he says, so therefore, it's so therefore, you see from there that Chazal was difficult, so it was bottle. So it's over here. That it's difficult, meaning you're going to destroy the food. That's also difficult. Because she came from Mokum Shemachal Muskalkel, Mavurla Kaman, the Din Echad Lehem, Chol Ofen Vaadar, Vayose Lahakel, Mokum Shemachal Muskalkel, Mindover Dvar Hotzos, Agos Mordechev, Shalos Fila Gamke Echadin, etc. So he says, so he wants to make a comparison that just like it's Batel. You don't have to kasher it. It's bottle because it's hard to do kashering. So too, if it's going to get destroyed, that's also considered a hard thing to do. So b'meila, it's going to be bottle, and that's the place he's chedesh. That you're not mechuyev to put the cold water in if it's going to be, and take out the iser. But as a result, it's going to make the food inferior.
The Rashba says that as long as it's nothing that's bame alayhem. So even nowadays, when it's much easier, that's still not bame alayhem.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, I'm going to see. Okay, that's a good point.
Rabbi, but if someone wanted to be more frum, then they could go ahead and kasher it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily.
Whether or not you have to rely on Bitzel. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Okay. So let's see. Let's. Oh. So who disagrees with this, Lacey? So there's a prima gadim. We have to look in the prima gadim. Let's look in the prima gadim. What page is the Prima Gadim? I said the page number. So. Tell me what page is the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim.
I don't see it.
Yeah, on page 6. Page 6. In the Mishpat Sozov. The Prima Gadim in Archaim is the Eishel Avram, the Perush and the Magen Avram, and the Mishpat Zov, the Perush and the Taz. In Yerodea, there's no Magen Avram, so it's just the Shach and the Taz. So his Perush on the Taz is the Mishpat Zov, and his Perush on the Shach is the Sifsei Das. That's the Prima, but it's these two things together are the Prima Gadim. So he says, "Uvekresu placei ozvav hekel kshamachal muskalkal ayidei tzina." Says, in other words, the price of mezuzah is if the machal is muskalkal, means mekel, that you don't have to put the water in and you can just eat it as is, and it'll be bottle. And he brings a raya. Kamol kamon sim kuvbei is just like the case of the kli that got mixed up ayidei hagala. So the prima gadim thinks it's not a good raya. In other words, the proof from the heksha kelim is not a good proof with the case of the water in the with the chayuv. What's the difference? Yesh l'chalik meinayim ki kan hu ki makir ha'iser. See over here. So what's the difference? But this is called Nikar Ha'iser. So if this is called Nikar Ha'iser, so that's a Din D'oraisa, Ashes, except for maybe the Lavush, whatever. It's a Din D'oraisa. So what's considered Nikar Ha'iser? So that maybe if you're able to get it, so that's Nikar Ha'iser. Even though you can't see it now, but you can unearth it, so to speak, and get it. So maybe in the Gabi, in the rice of Nikar Iser, maybe we have to treat this as a chumrah. The other din with the Keksha Kalim, they weren't talking about except for the Ra'ah, but the poskim that he was. What was discussed with Kamon and Shulchan Aruch Kuf Beis is the simon of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So he says by Dover Sheish L'Matirin, so then, like Eli was saying before, then maybe it has to be Me'elof. Well, that's the question. But over there, so that's a Din D'Rabbanan for Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So therefore, if it's going to be a Tircha, to do it, so we say no. It's batel, and you don't have to worry that it's yesh lo matirin because it's only yesh lo matirin b'tircha gedola. But when it comes to but the whole issue of darish yesh lo matirin ain't a batel. The classic example is you have a beitzim shenolda b'shabbos, and then you have other two beitzim that were older before. Now they got mixed together. So really, chad betray batel, but we say what? That arbitrary bottle, but we say it's Dover Sheish L'Matirin. You can wait till Sunday, and then Sunday you can eat it without bittel. So that's the halacha. Don't rely on bittel today. If tomorrow you could be able to be made without the bittel, right? We'll have more detailed shiurim on this. On this, we mentioned it at the beginning of the year when we were discussing: is there any chumrah? The Marsham, right, of not relying on bittel, because if bittel is such a good kula, so then why do we say, oh, don't rely on bittel, wait till tomorrow? But bittel is good; that's a good kula. So, right, that was the discussion we had in the beginning. But what the Prima Gadim is saying is he doesn't like the comparison of the placey, because the placey is saying that you shouldn't put water in if it's going to ruin it, just like. Whenever there's a tircha, you don't have to cash the kalim, it'll be batel. Yeah, but that's the gabi that did the rabbanon of Dover Sheish L'Matirin, that's not called Yesh L'Matirin if you have to do tircha. But who said the gabi that did the raisa of Nikra Issa that you could just say just because it's a tircha? Like Eli Goldberg likes to quote from the Akei Tshuva. He likes to quote tircha ma'od, right? He likes to quote from that. So that's... so that's the difference. So that's why he's not convinced that he's right. So that's the Prima Gadim's hasaga on the place. Well,
I don't even remember what the actual case was that we were trying to discuss. If you have a pot of
Well,
once a kithor discussed again, if you have a pot of water.
If you, yes, you have a pot of chold, okay. And then some non-kosher fat falls in, okay. And it's bottle. But so I could really eat the whole chold.
It's bottle.
Yeah, but if I put water, cold water in, the Ramah says you'll be able to get it to float to the top, and then you could just remove it. So why do you have to?
So that's
what the Rambam says. So you have to do that, or at least chumrah. That was the whole discussion. So the place he says, but not if when you put the cold water in, now that you're going to ruin the children, then you're not mechuyif to do it. So the Pribekadim says, no, maybe you are. Maybe you are mechuyif to do it because it's a dindaraisa of nikar issa. So maybe
the way you can make a closer dimyon to the conversation right here. Is that by derivation material? Since if it's not going to have a mela, then it's no longer material, material, right? That's not going to happen. So here too, if it's going to have a negative impact on the food, that's not really called. You're able to separate it. Oh, I can't. If I separate it, it's going to be a whole different situation. It's not going to be the same. So it's not really called the issue. It's not really separable because then it's going to be damaging. It's going to be a
right.
Food.
Right.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Rabbi, what was the case of the Ra'ah? Wasn't it Davar Sheish L'Matirin?
Well, Ra'ah says it's worse. Ra'ah claimed that the case with the Hechsher Kalim is not only Davar Sheish L'Matirin, it's even Nikra Isser, because you can get the Isser out. You can get the Isser out. So therefore, he says that... that you should, so the Ra'ah Shita was, but you see, the Pri Begadim's not talking about that because the Ra'ah didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, even though he made it into Shach quotes it. But the Shulchan Aruch only discusses the question: is it considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin or not? For sure, it's not nikar issa. The Ra'ah says it is nikar issa. But that's what Reb Chaim Zimmerman discussed that Mishnah in Me'ila, right? When you have the coin of Hektish. Okay. Now let's take a look on page 4 in the Bach. So, the case of the chalav. So you have, say again, you have hot cholent. The cholent is hot cholent. And then you have chalav that was also say cooked or whatever, but now it's not. So now you put it in. So nothing to talk about Shabbos per se. So you can put it to the top, but obviously it's talking about the shishim there, because if there's no shishim. Then what's gonna help that you're gonna remove it? But it already became treif. But when it fell in, the tam of the chalav went into the what? Into the cholent, and there's no shishim, so it acid the cholent already. There's no shishim, so it acid the cholent. Even without chanan, it's acid the cholent. Chanan, yes, Chanan, no, that doesn't make a difference. It asks the chont. So the whole case obviously must be that there is shishim. Which if there's no shishim, so you're ready. It's too late. You missed the boat. However, the Bach says not that way.
Could you add it to me?
She
should
no.
I mean,
if you had a mixture that was.
Well, that's Ein Mevat Linus El Chatchila.
159.
So we say Ein Mevat Linus El Chatchila. Sure, it is. By the Rabbanon, maybe you could do that. Yeah.
It sounds like it was.
Yeah. So let's see what the Bach says. Let's see what the Bach says on page 4. So it says, he quotes the Taurus Chatas, that you have to have Shishim. Achain, second arrow, V'agol shebesof ha-sefer klal chavdal simen yurek chasim hefach. We should see that inside, right? See it inside? It's always good to see things inside. What do we have it here? One second. So here in the Issa Hetzer, page 3, it says, Yeshishim mitzvah li table mayim karv. But it says, but the Hagos Besofa Sefer, first of Hepech, Zelshon, Chomokum tipas chol of Shinofol. What do you think of that? He says that he quotes Hagos Yosef Heter. Hagos Sofa Sefer says, I feel like a shishim.
That kind of makes sense, because why do you need shishim anymore? You're removing the iser, taking it away.
Yeah, but the tam already went in.
I think you'd have to assume that the tam. I'm saying if this is the case of that saying that you can remove it even without shishim, then you must see that the tam is collected.
Right, but Chora, once the tam went in, it went in. So you're taking out the.
You can get it all 100%.
You can get it out. Yeah, so he says. Oil water. So is that the case? So that's how ghost that he's quoting. It says tipas chol shenovel tavrozik shol basa kozem Mordechai sheishbach alav mayim tzonim v'yasek kol achshuma kanishem muta afil lekashishim ad kan shom. So we'll look in the Taz. The Taz is the son-in-law, right? Son-in-law. But he sometimes argues with his father-in-law. Right? Okay. Well, look in the Shach first. So we've cut into Zayin. Mashma, not in the Taz, Shach. The Shach was not. He says, Mashma, the Hechad, the Leka, Shishim, Lo Mahani, in the scene, this page 5, so we've cut into Zayin in the Shach. Mashma, the Hechad, the Leka, Shishim, Lo Mahani, in the scene, it's my own son, in Kachkosu, Petros, Chattas, Pedro, Kachkosu, this is a Heter. Shem Ravon, Hek Kol Poskim, Moskir, Heter, Nisiris, Mayim Tzonim, Hek Ad Lekha Shishim. Ravada came in the Lekha Shishim, Avon Pisha, Nose, Mayim Tzonim, Mekomokim, Mitchil, Nifla, Tama Isser, Vitama Lobato, Mashamasi, Ashum, Chakif, Lo Odif, Mila, Nofal, Chitichas Isser, Avon Pisha, Mekiru, Fushal, Zorgatzar, Shishim, Renege, Kulo, the Kosovo, Tura, Mechaber, Kol Poskim, Lo Kabach. Right, so it's the shah, not the. So he says the local bach, because it's too late. It already acid. So what are you gonna accomplish?
What does he mean by that? Bach saying to take everything out. The problem is the Bach is in.
Well, he's saying that. What do you mean? There's a blia, right?
Is he saying that
you can't get rid of blias.
So the Bach thinks he can get rid of all the blias and the shah thinks he can't? Or
so we'll see. Okay. We'll see. But that's what it.
But is there shishim now that you took away the isser? Is there shishim now?
Yeah, I mean, it already became isser, as Moshe just said. So where do we go for help? We have to go to one place, and one place only. Imre Baruch, on page 7. That's a Baruch Tumma Frankel. He's the real Ibn Baruch. And he's wrote the Baruch Tam. Baruch Tumma Frankel. I told you, Rabbi Dov Schreier from Woodmere, formerly from Rabbi in the Young Israel there. What do you call that place? What? No, it's where Rabbi Gerelich used to be, the rabbi. Rabbi Morris Gerelich. No, North Belmore. North Belmore. North Belmore. North Belmore. Rabbi Morris Gerelich was the rabbi that he used to teach in NYU. And his father was a very big goer. Chuvas of Rabbaran Kotler to Rabbi Gerelich's father. So Rabbi Schreier was his successor until he moved to Woodmere. So he says like this. So he's coming here now to explain what's the Bach. So he says like this. The Taz also. Oh, that's why I thought it was also a Taz. Yeah, the both reject. Oh, yeah. So we should see that inside because that's what he's arguing with his father. In Zion, on page 5. Rashi with Hachas Mishishim Lo Mahani, right? Haftakandra, right? He said because the Lashon is the Shishim. There's no Gemkin Haf of Tars Chatas, etc. And then he uses that Lashon. Against his father-in-law. You see, right? The line before he says, Mori V'chami said it's okay. Right? The line that begins with a Sefer Bayis Chodesh. Plus of Mori V'chami Zal Mitao Zed V'yevet Mutar. I feel you like a Shishim. When he is 90 in the Red Lola Hakel, Klal B'zeh. And he says he doesn't like it. Ein Tam V'reach. V'chul Azul. V'chak V'asim K'yev Nashim Mordechai. So So then we say that you should try to get rid of the legacy. You should vada echatichatz menasim devein, but echagas yotz of the mala. Right. So as Moshe says, both the shach and the taz. But here he's taking on his father. Okay. So the imay baruch is here to help to make shalom in the family. He has to make shalom in the family. So what is he saying? So Ian Jarabach Kosov Shatam Shum Taruvas Lach Malach Legashum Sinas Tam Echalash Cheni. Aka Taruvash Naim going to Imas Tam Shnaim, Ukshin Fradim Zamizel or Shatam, Kalecharom Tamilavado, King Tarf Kavadoso. So he says like this. And then I have a beer. So to put this, maybe I saw it someplace, whatever, we'll see. Based on a truva from Rav Moshe that we're going to have in a future packet. He says like this. But let me tell you what Rav Moshe says first. And then after you see what Rav Moshe says, then you could maybe understand. Is today the Rav David's yard site is today? Yeah, so... first yard site. So the story is like this. What's the din to follow? Say you have this is the case. You have hot milk that's spilled, it's very hot milk. And then it gets to a piece of meat, right? So how will we mishaya the shishim? Because the bottom line is, did all the milk penetrate the meat? No, the meat is here, and then there's a puddle of milk, hot milk, that made it hit the meat, but it's still there. You can still see the puddle. So what if you now take away that puddle? Right? So do you have to be Mishayar Shishim connected the whole puddle? Well, no. Obviously, if you see that the puddle is there, that means that part of the milk didn't penetrate the meat. So there was a little bit that touched, so you Mishayar Shishim connected the little bit of the puddle that actually did touch. But the rest of it didn't. But what if the following? What if you have a piece of meat that is a kezias and a potato that's a kezias, and it was cooked together? So normally the post can assume that it's a one-to-one ratio. So it's obviously it's not shishim. But let me ask you a question. I'm going to take out that piece of meat. It's right there. I can see it. It's just a piece of meat in a pot with a potato. A piece of meat with a potato. Cooked together. So am I mechuyev to mishayer the whole piece of meat? The whole potato connected to the piece of meat? Or would we say, no, that's ridiculous. Because obviously the piece of meat didn't, like Rav Shechter said, you can see the piece of meat there. So obviously the piece of meat didn't go into the potato. A little bit maybe went in. So Rav Moshe says, so Moshe says there's a difference between solids and liquids. This is his thing. That by liquids, he says, that the tam and the be'en is the same. So if therefore, if you have be'ed that didn't go in, that means the tam didn't go in. But by solids, it's what I call projection. In other words, there's the solid, but then the solid projects out tam. So even though you have a kazayis of the piece of meat that's still there in the world, but that doesn't preclude the ability to the requirement, I should say, to be Mashiach connected to the whole kazayis. Because there's a difference between solids and liquids. The liquids, if the be'en is the tam. By solids, there's the solid, and then its ability to project the tam that's in the solid to the amount of the size of the piece of meat. So therefore, by a piece of meat, you have one piece of kazayis meat with a potato, you need shishim connected to the whole piece. And if you don't have, you don't have. You don't say, well, look, I took the piece of meat out, so 99% is out. So how much came in? A little bit? No. The tam of the meat is the tam and the ben are two separate things. So if I can take out a kazayis of meat and still have a kazayis of tam that went in contrast to the liquid. So when I saw this in Baruch, I was thinking of maybe I saw this. I mean, this someone wrote an article, one of the Hasidic Torah journals that I saw. Maybe he puts it together. Whatever it could be that I already saw that in that Torah journal. But the point being is that's exactly what Rav Moshe said is exactly what the Ibn Baruch is saying. That because here we're going to take out the liquid, the chalev that liquefied, and therefore if we can get it out, then we got everything out. So therefore, it doesn't matter that there wasn't shishim, but you're ready to extricate the whole thing from the tarovus.
And it was a solid at the beginning.
Right, it was solid in the beginning, but it liquefied, I guess, yeah. Right away, maybe. But that's what he's...
solid is what had a problem.
No, we should say... You would have the time, it'll be too late. But, okay, so it must be that he's assuming that right away it liquefies, you know, because it was already very hot, so it wasn't enough time for it to collate, to project from the solid. But that's what the... Yeah, so that's very good for the Bach, and have to check it. We'll have it in a future packet that you will from the motion. It could be either I saw it in the Torah journal or I thought of it, whatever.
It says also
in that Torah journal, I remember that he points out that Netziv and the Meshiv Dover said the same thing. Netziv has truth called Meshiv Dover. And in the Meshiv Dover, he said the same story of Ramosha, this skill. It's an interesting idea, this distinction. Okay. But that's the... so that's the Imre Baruch, and that's the idea.
Rabbi, so in the case of the piece of meat and the potato, so are we Meshire according to the size of the piece of meat?
Right. It's a kazayis meat, sized potato, so then you have shishim tzatzah. The whole potato is tzatzah.
It's a vada.
Right. He calls it the suga with the kal, the mine, the nofik mine. Yeah. So that's the idea.
How come we don't look at the piece of meat as two separate things? There's the solid part, and then there's the fat part that melts.
You have the solid part, but then
the solid part itself you take out
has a taste to it. has a taste to it. So the taste,
yeah, that taste is the
comes the taste comes out of the when you cook it with the potato. That taste is projected out into the potato, and therefore you need you'd have shishim if you have 60 potatoes, and then they have shishim that amount, then the potatoes would be kosher. But since you only have one potato, then it's gezeis. If you have one this, it's gezeis. But then that's the way it works. So that's the story.
So if he took the piece of meat out and also poured cold water to get the fat out, would that help?
If he took the piece of meat out, after he but he cooked it already. You talk about a good piece of meat with the potato? Avram?
Yeah.
You talk about the case of the piece of meat with the potato?
Yeah.
So if he cooked it, so it's finished. So then he...
Because it already didn't have shishim.
It did have shishim. It was one kezais to one kezais. So it's a one-to-one ratio. So that's not shishim. It's one-to-one.
You only separated for a while.
Yeah, so only lach b'lach, and that's his thing. Okay, interesting. Okay, Rabbi, I think we have completed this pack. I didn't want to, this part that we said today, I could have rushed through it in the last year, and then you would have understood zero. And so it's always good to say it slowly, understand everything. Because the key to learning is Havana, right? I told you. As I told you, Rabbi Avadi Yosef used to say, that if you do too much bechipazon, then you kozev, you get sheker, you don't understand it properly. So, and that's the big yisod. Okay, Rabbi Avadi, so Bez Hashem will start the next packet, Bez Hashem, on Wednesday, Siyat Nishmaya. Okay, so have a good day to all. And we'll see you there.